Hello, glowers. In case you're wondering what we do here, this is your one-stop podcast for all things beauty, lifestyle, love, mindset, career, and elevation. Welcome to the podcast with your host, Mabel Duke. Here, we're all about growing and glowing. Hi, glowers. Welcome to a new podcast episode. I hope everyone had an amazing week. I hope that as you're listening to this, your week went well. Or I don't know, I guess I should say the last 2 weeks. How did my week go? Let's just do a quick housekeeping. I think that's something that we do now before we get into any episode. Just housekeeping here and there, you know, quick snack. For the people that know that joke, shout out to you. If you don't know that joke, I'm sorry. So, how was my week? Honestly, I embraced a lot of the things that we spoke about in the last episode on what they don't tell you about being a high achiever. I embraced so much of it, especially in relation to prioritizing smart work over hard work. That was really, really important for me. Now, that doesn't mean I do put a lot more effort into the work that I did last week. I really think I can give myself a pat on the back. It was a bit of a tough week. Maybe not tough, but expectations were high and all of that stuff, right? So apart from that, something that really happened, I don't know, last week, this week, whenever you listen to this, something that really happened and I guess got everyone talking was incident with two teenage girls in Abuja, my city, where there was a lot of bullying going on. And in a way, I don't really like how a lot of it was centered on the one girl that was, of course, the biggest bully in that picture, but every other person as well that was just sitting around. Essentially, they're accomplices, right? It is what it is. Let's call it spade a spade. They should pack all of them together. All of them. So that really had a lot of people talking. It had me talking as well, but just more of an intimate conversation and just reflecting on, you know, if we were bullied when we were younger. And I could say 100%, especially for me in primary school. So I don't know if I've said this before, but whenever I look at the two people, me in primary school versus me even in secondary school, was so different. I know someone did attempt to sort of bully me or talk down at me in secondary school, and by then it was too late. Honestly, it was too late. My confidence level was way over the roof. And an interesting part about that is a couple of years later, the person who did this to me in secondary school just tried to attack me. It was more of a verbal attack, by the way. The person actually reached out to me and apologized, and I found that quite interesting, but also just goes to show that a lot of times people who are bullies, especially in primary school and secondary school, sometimes they're victims as well, probably victims of either being bullied in the past, victims of having mean parents and just mean people around them a lot. So in a way, when I watched that video, right, I think I had a bit of grace towards the girl who, in this case, was the bully, right? Because she's probably just dealt with a lot within herself, and it's an outlet, honestly. It's a negative outlet, but it is an outlet. And it's quite interesting that I'm having or extending a bit of grace to bullies, because I was bullied in primary school as well. We grew, and I think that's when you know that you really got into a place of true forgiveness, especially with certain people, when you can look at it now and instead of being angry, you actually feel sorry for them, you pray for them, you give them a bit of grace. This is a bit of a teaching moment right now, and honestly, this is not even scripted. This is just me seeing it as it is. So yeah, I guess we've taken out the cobwebs on that area. So that's quick housekeeping. That's how this week sort of went for me. I mean, of course, there were a bunch of other things, but just major things, right? today we're going to be talking about something that's a little bit controversial. Oh my gosh, guys, I have been shying away from this for a while, honestly, for a while. And I've just been like, okay, is it time? Am I ready to speak on this? Is the kind of thing that I always tell my friend that there's some things that it's one of the reasons why I cannot use Twitter. I feel like there's some views or things that I would say that I might get crucified for, especially in this modern day society. Let me just put it that way. I don't want to say too much. But today we're going to be talking about how to embrace femininity. And for me, specifically modern day femininity. The reason why I add modern day is because I think, of course, a lot of things have evolved. A lot of things have changed. What femininity was back then is probably quite a bit different. Of course, there's certain fundamental principles and just structures and things that are still the same. Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. Honestly, guys, I am blushing and I'm so shy over here because this is one of those topics that you're just like, the girlies might come for me. Lord help me. I think a lot of what... So, by the way, this podcast is honestly about everything that has to do with growth and elevation. So, it's not 100% like just career things and business. It's everything. It's everything. And I honestly think that elegance, femininity, being a woman in general, I mean, I might have some things to men, right? I have quite a bit of like up my sleeves. So don't be too shocked when I come on here with topics that are a bit like this, right? So quick backstory. Or before we even get into the backstory, the major reason why I'm also talking about this right now is because this week I had a conversation with an amazing babe, and she messaged me and was just telling me how she's so in her feminine energy now and she loves it so much. And I was like, girl, welcome to the club. I had to send her a voice note because I was so excited. Like, I love it when the girlies just tap into that. And there was something she said, which was that every woman actually has this within you. So of course, we're honestly born with both very feminine and masculine energy. As you get older, it's now just a case of which one do you lean into more often than not. And I think that there's a time and place for every single one of them, right? A good example is when I am at work. In as much as I'm still very much a lady, I'm very feminine, I also have a bit of my masculine energy that I bring to work. Because there's a level of dominance and assertiveness that I need to have at the workplace. So I think that those are just some good examples, right? If I am vying to become president or governor, it's not going to be 100%, you know, feminine flowers and all of that. There's a bit of dominating masculine energy that you need to also tap into. And this honestly just goes to show that we have both by nature, right? And I think how this also translates for some men is, and oh my gosh, I'm not trying to say that. These are the issues, guys. These are the issues because now I feel like I have to pick my words wisely. And I don't want to do that. But let's just keep going. For men, for instance, I feel like a really good way that men can tap into their side. Of course, it's the same thing. Men also have feminine and masculine energy. Just depends on which one you lean into more. Some people, I think, by nature might also just naturally have one that shows a lot more, but you can train it. You can learn how to train it. And that's what I'm going to talk about, because contrary to what a lot of people know, when I was much younger, I was a bit of a tomboy, if I do say so myself. So what I was saying for men, for instance, I feel like how this shows off is a man who is in tune with his emotions. A man that is not afraid to be vulnerable, a man that is not afraid to, you know, vulnerability, if it means crying, just embracing the fact that you have emotions and that you have feelings as well as a man. That could be more of a feminine thing, but And I mean that by nature, right? Because, you know, by nature, women can have a tendency to be more nurturing and just more vulnerable, right? But it's also important that men are able to tap into that as much as possible. So, back to the backstory. Growing up, I was a little bit of a tomboy. And sometimes I don't like to overthink this and say, was I or was I not? Because honestly, my childhood is a little bit fuzzy. I grew up as an only girl. I had only brothers. I had brothers. And then my brothers had friends who were literally like brothers to me and were around the house a lot. So it was just my mom and I that were the only women in the house. And something that even, I guess, kind of made it worse was I wasn't even allowed to be such a girly girl as a child. Like, I couldn't cry too much. It was always, stand up, you know, stand on business. That's sort of how it was for me emotionally. Like, I couldn't really cry a lot. And I've always honestly been a crier. Now that I'm so much older, like, I embrace it so much because I'm like, that's me. And it is what it is, right? It's a major way. It's one of the major outlets that I have for my emotions. So it has always been there since I was a child, but I was always made to suppress it. And so if I ever needed to cry, I would literally be wrapped up in a bathroom crying silently, or it would be me under the duvet at night crying silently. And I think there were a couple of times that my dad probably heard a little bit, but because I was not really allowed to cry, even if someone opened the door and heard me, you know, sniffing, I would stop crying immediately and literally wipe my tears and stand on business. And I was a child. And if you think about that, like, that is just very weird, you know? So I feel like I wasn't really allowed to be super feminine. And I get it, honestly. I get it. Maybe my parents just didn't want to raise, quote unquote, a weak girl. But it also has a bit of a damaging effect, right? Another thing that I feel like really affected me in terms of as I got older and being more feminine is that I couldn't really depend on people. No, I take that back. I could depend on people, but I noticed that whenever I would depend on people, especially people around me, they would fail. And now that I'm getting older, I do understand that there really should be room for grace. Because at the end of the day, everybody was also just trying to navigate life and understand what was even happening to them as well. But what it did and wired in my brain was that I always felt like, I depended on this person to do this 3 days ago and they failed at it. So next time I might as well just not depend on anyone. I just keep pushing and doing it by myself. And getting older and getting to a place where I can tap 100% into my feminine energy, it is so liberating. I cannot emphasize how liberating and wholesome it is. And I genuinely wish that every woman gets to experience that level of modern day femininity. When I see a woman who I feel like is living abundantly in her true feminine state, I can see a level of rest around her. And I honestly think that that is one of the most beautiful things about being in your feminine energy, because what it does is it allows you to rest. When I was talking to this beautiful young lady, something she mentioned was that being very feminine helps you to reduce your stress. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so true. Like, when you think about certain hormonal health related issues that women face, a major thing that all the doctors and medical professionals will tell you is reduce your stress level. And I've seen this play out for me a lot. We all see this happen, especially as ladies. The minute you're stressing out a lot more, you're breaking out. Your skin is like you're literally losing the nutrients within your skin. Something is happening to your cycle. That's when you're missing your period. That's when your period is coming late. And it honestly, it's a very biological thing if we think about it, right? And I feel like it really does goes to show that stress is not really made for us. Like, it's just not. And of course, there's certain moments and situations or seasons or periods where you will be stressed. But I consciously have to remind myself that I need to reduce stress in my life. I think because I've seen how, for instance, like, that can upset my cycle. Like, it really can. You're stressing, next thing, your period is late, and you're wondering what is going on. Or, like, you're just not in a very good place health-wise. And I feel like we honestly undermine this. Even when a woman is trying to get pregnant, the doctor will tell you to reduce your stress level. When you do get pregnant, they still keep on saying the same thing, reduce your stress level as a woman, because it's just not helping us. And that is what it is. Something else that I noticed is there have been studies sort of going around, and I don't know how accurate this is. Let me just paraphrase and summarize what it says. It says that this whole thing about, oh, we need 8 hours of sleep. Apparently, they're saying that that was tested out on men, and there was no test of how many hours of sleep women actually need. And so what they're sort of finding out now is that women actually need about 9 to 10 hours of sleep. So baby girl, the reason why you're always tired is because you're not getting 9-10 hours of sleep, right? That's why they fooled us and bamboozled us into thinking that women need 8 hours of sleep. That is why when you sleep for 8 hours and a man is awake in 6 hours, you're still going on 8 hours and you are still so exhausted. Girl, it's because we're supposed to rest. That is why. Okay, and another thing that I've noticed that really, really, really helps as a woman who is working towards becoming more feminine, especially in terms of modern day femininity, is having boundaries. Ooh, a feminine woman has boundaries. Oh, let me just say, a woman who is resting in her femininity, she has boundaries and she sticks by them. She sticks to them. I have heard people tell me this before. I've heard guys tell me this, oh my gosh, your boundaries, you're such a hard pill to crack. Yes, I am. Yes, because I respect myself and I will carry myself as such. And if you cannot respect my boundaries, we have nothing to talk about. It is what it is. And now I'm not saying that you have to come. I think this is another thing, right? You don't have to be telling people, oh, these are my boundaries. No, girl. You don't have to do that. You simply walk and live by your boundaries and people follow. It is what it is. There's a major boundary that I set up is, and this is apart from like, oh, my family or let's say my partner or something, right? If you call me after a certain time, I'm not picking. It doesn't matter. I will be awake and I will look at that call, but I will not pick that call. I don't need to tell you, oh, don't call me after this time. No. If you call me after that time and I don't pick the first day, I will call you the next one. I'm like, oh, hi, I missed your call. If you do it the next time and I don't pick, as a sensible person, you will know that that is clearly her boundary. And that's it. And I've seen this play out for me severally. And you can apply this into other areas of your life. There are certain things or certain people or certain behaviors that you just are not comfortable with. Make those your boundaries. I know one for me, for instance, is like, I'm not comfortable with people touching me in certain ways. And I don't have to be like, oh, don't touch me that way. You will just tell from my face or the way I will move or pull myself away from that situation. You will know clearly that this is her boundary and it is what it is, right? So it just goes to show that you respect yourself and you have, or you hold yourself in very high esteem. And just to sort of ride off that, a woman who is resting in her femininity, she loves herself. She loves herself so much. And something that you would notice when you begin to do this a lot more is that people are more likely to treat you how you treat yourself. And I see nowadays that people just only, when they talk about this, they only emphasize on things like, oh, get your hair done, do your nails, do your lashes, do your brows, da 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 da, buy this for yourself, take yourself on dates. Those are great, but loving yourself is loving your mindset, loving who you are as a person, loving the fact that your identity is rooted, if you're a Christian, your identity is rooted in Christ, loving who you are genuinely and like in a very wholesome manner, in a way that if they strip off everything off of you, the hair, the lashes, the nails, are you really going to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I love her, I love what she looks like, I love what she does, I love how she carries herself? And this takes so much work. Don't get me wrong. This takes a lot of work. It's something that I even work on all the time. But just love yourself. Trust me, a very feminine woman, like when you love yourself so much, people can actually tell. They can see it all around you. They can tell that you are in love with yourself, right? So that's another major important thing to look out for. Something that is also very practical is dress classy. You see, these are the opinions that, if I go and say this on Twitter now, will come for me. But it is what it is. Like, in as much as femininity is not 100% a physical thing, a physical appearance thing, it's super important that if you're trying to get more into your feminine era or more into your feminine energy, you dress a certain way. I noticed, for instance, that when I wear, and honestly, please don't get me wrong, like, I still wear jeans, I still wear trousers, I still wear certain things, but have you ever noticed that when you put on a very nice dress, maybe with heels and a nice bag, you have your hair done, you feel a bit different? Like, even the way you walk is different from when you maybe have like extremely baggy clothes on with sneakers. The bounce is different, like, let's be honest. And I'm not saying that you cannot wear one over the other, because I still believe that there is a time and place for everything. I wear jeans, and they're honestly like very classy ways to wear jeans, and that's something that I've been exploring a lot more in my wardrobe, my style in general, because I'm generally more of a dressy girl, but I'm exploring how to still be very feminine and classy and, you know, all of that with trousers, with jeans. And it's very simple, you can just Google it, you'll see it, right? But just classy. I don't want to touch too much on this, but I don't know guys, maybe it's also an age thing. I think the word I'm looking for is moderation as well, because honestly, dressing classy also has to do with things like your makeup, the colors, the accessories. Class is very different from style. Class is very different from fashion. I mean, they're all intertwined, but this might not be for everybody, and that's okay. That's okay. Two different opinions can exist. The next thing as well is just learning how to take your time when you're doing certain things. And this, especially when you're speaking, there is a way that I've noticed, and I notice this happens all the time when someone meets me for the first time, especially if it's maybe like the opposite gender, they're always like, oh my gosh, like, you have this aura, you speak in a really soft manner. And all of a sudden, it's like the person wants to be so gentle around me. I didn't have to ask for the person to be gentle around me. It's simply the way I've opened my mouth and I've presented myself and I've spoken. There is even a higher tendency for the person to want to listen to what I have to say. So just take your time to speak softly. Like, no one is running. No one is, like, nothing is running away. Take your time. Take your time to eat your food. Eat in a very gentle manner. Oh my gosh, I remember something that used to happen when I was a little bit, when I was in the uni. I think my first or second year, I was in one of the hostel rooms I was in. My roommates made a quick joke and they were like, oh my gosh, Mabu, why do you eat like that? And I was like, eat like how? And they said, every time you want to eat, you sit on, because we didn't really have, anyways, it was like, anytime you want to eat, you sit and you cross your legs. Even if you're sitting on your bed, you're going to always cross your legs when you're eating. And I found that a bit interesting, right? I was like, And then she mimicked like how I eat. And guys, can I just say that it looked so elegant? Like, it looked so elegant. And I was proud. I was like, oh, I didn't know I actually sit and eat like that, right? But it just goes to show that over time, it became like a habit for me. It was something that I would just do. Like, you know, because I'm eating, I'm not going to have my whole body open up right and just eating anyhow. And of course, maybe if you're in your home and you want to do that, that's okay. Trust me. I mean, do you, girl, do you. But just being a bit more soft with yourself. I think that's what I'm trying to emphasize here. Being soft with yourself. Then also just lean into your inner girl child. Lean into that girl. Who would you really have wanted that 5, 6, 7-year-old girl to be? When a lot of us think about having daughters in the future, we think about them playing dress up, you know, doing makeup, having a teddy, wearing cute dresses and tutus and being ballerinas. That is really what a lot of us wish we were as girls. And for the most part, yes, I did experience that. But when I look back and I think about how much I want, like, my daughter to, in the future, to be very girly and just literally prance around the house in beautiful, cute dresses. We see all these videos on Instagram. Lean into that inner girl child and tap into that. Think about how you would have preferred her to show up, and then imagine how you would have wanted that sort of girl to grow up into, right? Lean into her. She's very playful. Your inner girl child is most likely very playful. She's very fun. She's very just, she's soft. She doesn't think too much or overthink things, right? So lean into that a bit more. And yeah, I think that should really help as well. The next thing as we wrap up is just have things that you're passionate about. Have things that you genuinely love doing. Things that, I'm not talking about like, oh, your 9-to-5 or the business you're running. And that could be what you genuinely love doing and you're passionate about. But for instance, for me, things that I would love to do a lot more and I'm passionate about, for instance, is this podcast. Something else that I'm really passionate about and I want to do a lot more is charity work. Reaching out to people, being a blessing to people's lives. If it's tennis that you love, like just have hobbies or things that make you not have to be so masculine all the time. My 9-to-5 requires for me to embrace my masculine energy a lot more. So when I'm thinking about things I'm more passionate about, it's probably like going to play tennis, going to ride a horse, going swimming. Lean into those things and try and do them a little more. And of course, guys, if I don't talk about this, I don't think that this episode would even make any sense. Let go of that mindset of having to do it all by yourself. Ladies, I think this is where the real problem is. Allow people help you. I think codependent is the word. It's perfect when you're codependent. It means that you can depend on yourself and you can depend on others and others can depend on you. Please don't quote me. But just unlearn the habits of thinking that you have to do everything by yourself. And one of the ways in which I apply this is even when I go to a place like the supermarket, I am definitely going to let the man who is around or, you know, whoever is the service provider there to support me. If I cannot reach and carry something, please help me do it. I don't have to do everything by myself. And that is the beauty of a woman who is resting in her feminine side and in her feminine energy. So just remember that there's no reward for doing it all by yourself. And something I like to tell the girlies is just be a damsel in distress. Guys, be a damsel in distress. I promise you, your problems will get solved. And I think people just like to feel needed as well. People like to be useful in your life, right? So let people around you help you. Let your family be of value and let them help you. Let your friends help you. Let your partner help you. Let people who are even just approaching or courting you help you. All right, you don't have to do everything by yourself. I promise. Life is so much nicer when you actually allow people help you, and your brain does not always have to be on go, go, go active mode all the time. As we wrap up this episode, I just want to also say thank you, guys. Please share your comments, your thoughts with me on this one. Please don't drag me. Please. And you, some of you might be wondering why I'm saying this, but the girls, I get it. Yeah, I think this was a really good topic. There's so much more to talk about when it comes to this, right? But I just wanted to give a really good and brief overview of what this is really about in terms of femininity. Oh my gosh. I really hope that the guys don't feel left out. Please don't feel left out. If you're a guy and you just feel like maybe this wasn't necessarily for you, that's okay. Feel free to share with your sisters. All right, guys, please don't forget to actually follow the podcast on whatsoever streaming platform you're using, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Please follow the podcast, because what it does is it helps you to just get notified and essentially be the first to know once we drop an episode. All right. Also, remember to engage with us on Instagram and share this amazing episode with your friends and your loved ones. Also, take a screenshot while you're listening and post on your stories. I absolutely love and appreciate when you do that. And I will definitely be reposting those screenshots on my story as well. I will see you guys in the next 2 weeks. Bye.